Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette. I'm with Mission East Africa, Uganda, and by the gracious will of the Lord, it is my joy to look to the scripture with you once again this Lord's Day morning. We thank ABC Radio for this blessed opportunity to look to the Word of God, to hear it, to look into it, to study, to draw precious truth from the Word of God. And so let me ask you again to remember ABC Radio in your prayers often, dear friends. Pray for this gospel ministry, a ministry of African Bible University. My friends, we're looking at a verse in Psalm 34 today. That is verse 19 of Psalm 34. So please turn there in your Bibles as you are able to. Psalm 34, verse 19. I'll soon be reading from the New King James Version, the Holy Bible, God's precious word. My friends, our contact number is 0782-652-143. And you can learn more about our ministry at www.missionafricajk.net. That's www.missionafricajk.net. Hear now the word of the Lord, Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Praise God. My friends, let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this precious truth that though the righteous have many troubles, yet you are the faithful God who delivers your people, the righteous, out of every one of these difficult and at times distressing, at times miserable circumstances. God, we thank you that in your great sovereign work and plan, in your providence, that we are brought into affliction. And then, Lord, in your great plan and providence and your sovereign working, you bring us out of these times of distress and pain. We give you praise, Lord, for your great purposes in governing us. And we pray once again for your wisdom and grace, that we might receive the precious truth of the word, that our hearts might be helped by the truth, that we will draw close to your blessed Son who suffered for our sins and died for our justification. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, who endured affliction to the fullest possible measure, though he was deserving of no punishment, no consequence for sin, as he had no sin. We thank you, Lord, for all that he has done to endure affliction to deliver us from our afflictions. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. My friends, I want to look to the scripture with you today. This verse in Psalm 34 and other verses will begin in the Psalms, and then as time permits, look at other verses too, primarily in the Old Testament, as we look to see God's great plan and purposes in David's life. King David, the shepherd who became the ruler of the nation of Israel. David, who is a type of Christ, that is, that he is a divine illustration of the truth, of a truth, that Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, incarnated in human nature, would come into this world and become the shepherd of God's people, would become the Savior, the deliverer of God's people. The Lord Jesus Christ came. He is the antitype. David is a type of Christ. And Christ Jesus came to fulfill God's will, and he came and endured a lifetime of trial and testing and ultimately triumph. We find that this is true of the type David. David suffered as we all suffer, and David suffered in a rather unique way as a type of Christ, and his life reflects to us this great process of God in bringing us into trials in his sovereign work and in testing us, that is in particular testing our faith, and then in bringing us through the trial, the time of testing, into triumph in Christ. That is, that we overcome and we are strengthened and we are caused to persevere in the faith because God has intended this process of trial, testing, and triumph for our good. And so we endure. Our faith is strengthened. James calls to us to receive trials, endure trials with joy, knowing that the outcome will be righteousness, and ultimately the outcome of faithful endurance in trial, joyful faithful endurance, is eternal salvation, glorification at God's hand. And so David's life, I believe, particularly reflects to us God's great power to deliver him from many, many trials and difficulties in his life. Praise God. We find in this book of Psalms, in chapter 34, a couple of other references to the afflictions and the deliverances that David enjoyed. We find, for instance, in verse number 7 that Psalm 34 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." David here, the writer of Psalm 34, refers to the fact that God has actually brought deliverance to him and divine protection through the ministry of the holy angels who have encamped around those who fear him. We must mention early on in this sermon that David was a believer in God, saved through the blood, the merits, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He believed in God's salvation. He believed in Christ. And so it is that David, a true believer in Christ, a man who was truly repentant, was a saved man and enjoyed the benefit of those who fear God, that is, the protection, the ministry of the holy angels. Now, we want to note especially in this verse that God's ministry to deliver, David says, has come through the angels. This is a true deliverance ministry. The holy angels will bring David, will bring believers out of their times of afflictions. The Lord, working through the angels, David says, works deliverance for the righteous. And so we also see in this verse the great truth that God brings his people out of affliction or renders deliverance. He brings forth deliverance for them. We also see in verse 17 of Psalm 34, David's words, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles." Once again, praise God, the Lord is working in the lives of his people. He leads them to pray, to cry out. His spirit, the spirit of prayer and supplication, moves them to cry out for deliverance. And the Lord's ear is quick to listen to the cry for deliverance of his people, of the righteous. He hears their cry, and notice that he will respond to their prayer for deliverance. He will deliver them out of all of their troubles. Praise the Lord. And then in verse 19, we see David's reflection, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Let us simply note at this point his reference to the fact that God's people are not afflicted sometimes, but God's people endure many afflictions. But the Lord, praise God, delivers the righteous out of them all. There is not an affliction that overcomes the righteous. Praise God. There is a promised deliverance for every time of affliction. And I think it's helpful for us at this point to define the word affliction. In Hebrew, we see that its primary meaning is depression. And we have all experienced in some measure the difficulty or the pain involved in depression, sometimes emotional depression. At other times, perhaps we have a physical sensation of depression or difficulty. But the idea here is that affliction brings us into a time of suffering this coming under distress, a sense of coming under a force or power that actually, in a sense, squeezes us. And in Uganda, it's a common expression that people at times are squeezed. They are pressed in. There is this sensation of pressure coming upon them. And so affliction means that a believer undergoes this time of squeezing, a time of coming under pressure. And that involves an undergoing of a sense and feeling, whether emotionally or actually physically at times, we feel a depression upon our bodies, disease or distress. But we undergo this time of difficulty and pain, discomfort, sometimes an extreme pain, even misery. We undergo this time of trouble. That's why we are tempted to worry. We come into times of distress, pain and difficulty, yes, even misery. And so these words define for us the Hebrew word for affliction. Let's just also note that the word tribulation, and remember that Jesus said, you will have many tribulations in this world, but be of good courage, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The word tribulation means simply a severe affliction over a long, trying time. And so we can kind of simplify these thoughts in our minds this morning by understanding that the word affliction, as we find it here in Psalm 34 in verse 19, really refers to the troubles of life that bring us into pain and distress, into trouble. And so, praise God, David's reflection, his observation again, many are the afflictions, these times of pain, trouble, times of distress, yes, even misery, but the Lord will deliver him, bring him out of this painful circumstance, this affliction, and bring him into a state or condition where the affliction has ended. Now, again, just hold in your mind for a moment this glorious promise that David found to be true, therefore by the Spirit comments upon, declares his truth by the Spirit, the inspired word of God. Every affliction will end for the righteous. Praise God. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that David is a type of Christ. And we want to look at a couple of verses in Jeremiah. And so if you can, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 23. And we want to look at verses 5 and 6. Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. These verses, the word of God given to us through the prophet Jeremiah, reveal to us and teach us that indeed Christ Jesus would come the antitype to the type David. That is, that David's life would illustrate the glorious truth that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the deliverer, the Lord, our righteousness, Jeremiah calls him. And so Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Praise God. And so we find the glorious truth here that David, a type of Christ, was the King of Israel. Jesus Christ, the antitype, is the King of Kings. David was a righteous man who brought deliverance and safety, brought good to the nation of Israel. But the antitype, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would suffer through many trials, many painful afflictions, many times of suffering for us, for our salvation, is the God-man who has brought his people into spiritual salvation, into spiritual safety, into the kingdom of God, the righteous man Jesus, the Savior of the world. Now, we notice too that David, as a type of Christ, a righteous man, helps others to righteousness and delivers them. And the antitype, the Lord Jesus Christ, is here called the Lord our righteousness. He is our Savior. He helps us into a righteous state with God in our justification. In fact, he justifies us. He suffers for our sins. As the sacrifice of God, he removes our guilt and he sanctifies us. He delivers us. He brings us into holiness so that we are counted as righteous with God. His righteousness, his perfect sinlessness is imputed to us. And so we are delivered in the righteousness of Christ and we are counted righteous in the work of the antitype. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we notice here, as we see also in Psalm 34, which has many references to the Messiah King, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would suffer many afflictions for us. Praise God. David's life also typifies this aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ's life. David would suffer many afflictions and be delivered from many afflictions. Perhaps that is why many of us love the Psalms so dearly. We love to read about David's life in 1 Kings and 1 Samuel and in 2 Samuel. We love to read about David's ancestors who became the kings of Judah and how some of them were very righteous men who followed in David's footsteps, their ancestor, their forefather, and brought deliverance to the people through their righteousness. That is, as righteous men of God, they helped people into the wonderful blessings of God in righteousness. And so David suffered many, many afflictions. And yet, consider with me for a moment this morning, as we're primarily speaking of David's difficulties and David's many deliverances, how the Lord Jesus Christ suffered ultimate affliction to save us from our sins. Praise God. David, in the making and the plan of God, will endure many afflictions and enjoy many deliverances. And so it is, typifying Christ who came to save us from our sins, who suffered for our sins. Christ Jesus, the blessed Lord God, the Lord God Almighty, the man God, came and suffered ultimately. He suffered to the uttermost afflictions to save us. Praise God. Consider now some of the sufferings of the Lord. Remember that at his birth, King Herod planned and plotted to kill him. It was in the divine plan that the baby Jesus was taken to Egypt by his father Joseph, and so was delivered from the death that came upon the infants in Bethlehem. And so at this very early stage in his life, in fact, at his birth, he suffered a great affliction, and he became a sojourner with his family. He had to leave his place of birth, his home, if you will, and sojourn without ease. Sojourning involved some measure of difficulty to Egypt, and later again sojourned to Israel, to Nazareth. And so the Lord Jesus Christ begins his life in this world as the baby Jesus, suffering affliction. Again, he is without sin, but he comes in the place of sinners to suffer what we deserve. Our guilt brings painful afflictions upon us. And so he comes into a time of painful affliction at the beginning of his earthly life. And the afflictions of Jesus continued through his lifetime. We consider for a moment this morning the fact, the truth, that the holy man, Jesus, the man without sin, lived in a world of sinners, surrounded by sinners. He saw the hearts of sinful men. He experienced the wickedness in their hearts. He was aware of it. He experienced the wickedness of their words and their actions, their desires and intentions. And the holy man Jesus could not help but suffer a sense of pain and distress upon this close contact with sin, with sinners. Sin results in affliction. Sin results in pain and distress and in trouble. And the Lord came, became a man with us. He came into this world to suffer, to be with us. And in being with us, came into his own measure of suffering, the holy man that he is, praise God. And he continued in this aspect of his suffering, being in the midst of sinners all through his life, all through his ministry. And the Bible tells us that at his death, he was crucified with sinners, with robbers, with malefactors. And so he was counted as a malefactor, counted as a criminal, suffering a death penalty. Even at his death at the cross, he was in contact with sinners and so experienced the effect of sin in others towards him. And so he came to be a part of us. He came to be one of us. And constantly in all of his time upon this globe, this planet, as the man Jesus Christ, he suffered this nearness to sin and its consequence, a measure of pain and suffering. And so we see that as the Lord comes to live, he experienced the common sufferings of mankind. That is, he was tired. He was at times hungry. He wept. He underwent, I'm sure, times of depression of spirit, some difficulty of spirit in his own mind as a man, even though he was a perfect man living in a world full of trouble, full of difficulty. He came and sympathized with us. That is, he came and he felt with us what we feel and all of us feel as sinners. the terrible consequences of our sin and guilt. That is a measure of pain and affliction. And so the Lord lived all of his lifetime. He came into the ministry and preached the good news. And perhaps it is then that his sufferings came to be the greatest of his life, when he stood forth and proclaimed the gospel, the kingdom of his Father. And the rage of the enemy and the rage of sinful men came against him upon his declaration that there is only salvation in his name, that men are wicked by nature, that they must repent of their sins. They must turn to him and surrender to him to be delivered. Upon this proclamation of salvation and of the righteousness of God and of the punishment of sinners, men came with anger against the Lord Jesus and denied him in their unbelief and came to harm him, and indeed did harm him. And yet the Lord faithfully finished his ministry proclaiming the good news of God. Amen. The Lord Jesus fulfilled his ministry and then came into his direst, perhaps most intense suffering, when he was taken by lawless hands and beaten and scourged and mocked and spat upon, when he was cut open, pierced, made to bleed, when he was brought to the brink of death, when he was then taken and humiliated to the utmost, enduring all affliction, all possible affliction in our stead. And then he was taken and crucified and died the agonizing death, the affliction of the cross, to save us from our sins. His sufferings are unknown to us. Only Jesus, only God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit fully understand or can understand the sufferings of the man, the man God, Jesus Christ. And yet he suffered the ultimate affliction that God has righteously meted out. He has suffered the punishment, the wrath of God for sinners, all in our place. Praise God. And we must note that in all of his afflictions, the prophet says he was afflicted as we are. The Lord Jesus Christ also wonderfully enjoyed deliverance. Praise God. God's remarkable dealing with the Lord Jesus Christ is seen in David's life in the type. He comes into trial. He comes into testing. Praise God. Jesus was perfected in his difficulties, the book of Hebrews tells us. And through this time of trial and testing, yes, the bearing of pain in God's marvelous grace, the Lord Jesus comes into ultimate triumph. He never sinned, though he was tempted in all ways like us. And he has delivered us from our sins in his righteousness, in his wonderful, wondrous sinlessness. Praise God. And so Jesus is delivered. Praise God. The man Jesus is delivered through his difficulties. So it is that David too was delivered from all of his afflictions. Well, my friends, we'll continue next Lord's Day to speak about David's many wonderful deliverances. Yes, and his afflictions. And in this, I hope that we can see God's great and remarkable principle and promise in working, that God will deliver his people out of every one of their troubles. And so we must be helped to understand how to endure our many troubles and to see the good that God intends and receive the good and the grace and the love that God brings to us in our trials and troubles. Like David, like the blessed man, our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, thank you for this time. Bless it to my listeners' hearts. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you that Jesus has suffered for us to save us from our sins. Thank you for godly David, who also suffered many afflictions and yet was delivered out of every one of them, just as we will be. Lord, thank you for the encouragement that every trouble will end for us, and you will powerfully deliver us through and from every painful condition in our life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.